This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State, and today we'll be listening to a replay of the Wellgate Wellness Show from April 30th.
Management or advertisers of KCNR Radio. The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Happy Saturday, North State. This is Rich Novelli joining you once again for another edition of Wellgate Wellness. We are here today to talk more about lifestyle in the North State and interesting topics that can improve your lifestyle. Today we're joined, once again, if you followed the show at all, we spoke with Dr. Rob Hamilton some time back. And we are going to revisit with him because he's got some really interesting things that he is working on now and transitioning into a program on active aging. And we're really thrilled to have him here. But, you know, before we get started, you know, Bob, who does everything technology and engineering-wise for us, is on his own lifestyle improvement journey, health improvement journey. And Bob, you shared with me a couple of days ago how things are progressing. I'd love for you to share it with our listeners.
Well, thanks a lot. You know, I've lost track of the number of gyms that I've tried this at, the number of programs I've been on, and it's basically move at least 30 minutes a day. That's not much out of a, even if you say, oh, I'm busy. You know, you can make 30 minutes a day. So, but when I, the come to it moment was when my doc showed me my A1C numbers, and I was well over 7, and my daily blood numbers, which I'd been ignoring, were well over 170 glucose, and I was just feeling, you know, there was the old sick and tired feeling. So I started out walking, and then I came to Wellgate, which is just a beautiful, clean facility, and started using the treadmill, I got myself onto a little bit of a weight program, and now on the bicycles and things like that. And just in 3 weeks, for instance, my glucose numbers have gone from 160s, 170s, have just dropped right down to the 130, 120 range. And, of course, along with that, I've turned my back on potatoes and bread and all that sort of thing. So the small changes, they add up, and I'm feeling better.
Well, we talk a lot about that consistency is much more important than intensity. And you are a living example of that. I see you in the club every day, and you are making the time to do that. And then you've also taken the step to handle your nutrition, which, again, it's showing amazing results. So congratulations on that, man.
No,
we're just thrilled for you and proud of you to see what you're doing.
Well, so the location, it's location, location, location. The other places that I tried were way out of my way. You guys are just ideally located for just about anybody on the west side.
That's right. That's right. So, well, thanks for sharing, Bob. We appreciate that. So we are back to introducing Dr. Rob Hamilton. And Rob, as you will recall, had some fascinating stuff to share with us in prior show. And we brought him back today to get into a little bit more of what he's working on right now. So good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing good. I know you're a little nasally. You're a little under the weather, and it means a lot that you're here today. I appreciate it very much.
Well, no problem. I was on a long flight over the weekend, and I'm pretty sure the guy that was sitting next to me coughing did not have Zika or Ebola, but he had something, and I caught some of it. Yeah. So I'm still still recovering from that.
On that flying Petri dish, as they say.
Exactly. Well, next time I think I should wear a mask and rub myself in
alcohol. I tell you, they should make that mandatory sanitizer for everybody. I think the Japanese and the Chinese have the right idea.
I think so.
So for those of you that are listening for the first time or don't recall, Dr. Hamilton is American Board of Emergency Medicine certified. He's also American Board of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine certified, and a fellow in anti-aging and regenerative medicine. He's been practicing emergency medicine for the last 17 years, and he's currently practicing in Reading. He's been here for a while. Rob, expand on that. What are you doing now, and how is this all connected to what we're going to talk about today?
So what I'm doing now is I still practice emergency medicine, and I enjoy it. I really enjoy taking care of patients in that particular setting, but I've also developed the desire to help people, strangely enough, avoid the emergency department, not to say that it's not important that that's a service that's there all the time, but I'd really like to see people extend the period of time during which they're healthy and active and able to do the kind of things they want to do, extend their so-called health span. And so I went ahead and did some additional training in anti-aging and regenerative medicine, and also in sort of a related field called age management medicine. Mm-hmm. Started a practice at Prestige Urgent Care, also known, the practice we're calling Prestige Age Management. And we're working on kind of the multiple prongs to improving people's aging. One thing I want to emphasize is that aging starts when you're, well, really when you're born. However,
right.
So if any of you are listening and thinking, wow, age management medicine, I don't need that. I'm still in my 30s or 40s. I'll tell you what you do in your 30s and 40s will make a huge difference in your 60s and 70s. So the sooner you start thinking about maintaining your health, the better.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because I don't think most of us realize that most disease or degenerative conditions, you don't feel anything until 80% of the damage is done. And so, you know, if you think about, well, geez, I'm invincible, I'm in my 30s, I'm in my 40s, maybe even early 50s, and I'm feeling great. Well, that's wonderful, but, you know, you have to be proactive about your health. We're all living longer. We know that. And so the hallmark of a great life is living a good quality of life, you know, being functional. We know that the age numbers are skewing up. It used to be in the mid-70s. Now we're getting into the late 70s, early 80s. And quality of life is really key. And I think most people don't realize that the body has a natural, you know, biorhythm to it, a natural clock to it that, you know, we have to be aware of. And now you're developing some practices. Absolutely. And programs that can really address how to stay ahead of that.
Absolutely. I think one of the things to know is that the medical system that we have does some amazing things. We can do some almost miraculous things when people get really sick or have serious diseases. But one thing we don't always do well is steer people away from acquiring those diseases in the first place when there is opportunity to do that. And I'll use, I know Bob was talking about his blood sugar as an example. You know, we're set up pretty well to treat diabetes. We have dozens of medications and pharmaceuticals to treat diabetes. We have all kinds of different things. We have insulin pumps, et cetera, when somebody gets to a certain point. But oftentimes, we don't do anything until they get to that point.
Right.
That the onset of that problem could be predicted months, probably even years ahead of time. And in fact, some lifestyle changes, just eating differently, moving more, et cetera, could in fact either prevent the disease entirely or prevent its onset for several years. But partly because people don't want to make hard changes sometimes in their lifestyle, and partly because doctors don't always know and don't always have the time to explain or motivate or help their patients change their lives, we don't intervene until they have the disease. And then we hand them a pill and say, hey, take this, and it'll drop your blood sugar. And, oh, now your diabetes isn't a problem. Unfortunately, it usually still is a problem.
Right. And we know, you know, we've talked a lot about on this program the magic bullet of exercise and the magic bullet of good nutrition. But, you know, it really does go beyond that. And science has really started to catch up and done some amazing things, as you were mentioning to us, you know, offsite in the last, 10 to 15 years with regard to the importance of hormones and how they interact with everything that you're doing. But,
absolutely.
You know, the human body is an amazing machine. I mean, we deal with people that are, you know, severely overweight and obese, and the magic of, you know, 3 or 4 days a week of consistent, not intense, but consistent exercise and just modifying your diet in small ways makes a miraculous difference in the quality of your life and coming off some of these medications, but also turning back the clock on some of the degeneration that is happening in the body. So, you know, we're on that end, but you're doing some incredible new things with this active aging program. And maybe we can start off by, you know, talk to us about what active aging means to you and what the program entails.
Sure. Well, first of all, I think the first step that people need to recognize is that we are all aging, and the rate at which you age is largely dependent on the choices you make. It's dependent on what you eat, when and how much you sleep, what kind of exposure to light and, unfortunately, sometimes to technology you have, what kind of exercise you get, how you move. it may well be dependent on the job you have, et cetera. But there are, and some of those factors we can control and some we can't. But if you can start to understand what it is that you can control that impacts how quickly you age, you'll be better off. Aging is largely related to a process in the body called inflammation. And there are many things that cause inflammation. Inflammation is caused by infectious disease. It's caused by, believe it or not, stress. There's lots of data on how stress, you know, we use, a lot of doctors go, well, it's stress related or whatever, but they don't really quite have the connection. There's a bunch of data on how that affects your hormones, and that is what leads to inflammation, et cetera. So really all the things that we can start to recognize that cause inflammation and change the rate at which we age are important. So the what we're trying to do at Prestige is to identify at least some of the factors, and I won't claim we can identify everything all at once because it would take several days worth of comprehensive assessments. So there's definitely a lot of sort of self-motivation involved. But we look at the four big things. We look at nutrition, exercise, hormones, and circadian management. We've looked at nutrition. We've talked a little bit about that. We've talked at exercise. We do a basic screen involving some of the most important hormones related to aging. For example, we look at your adrenal function. We look at sex steroid hormones like testosterone, estrogens, progesterone, DHEA, and growth hormone. And from there, we try to decide how we can get those hormones back in the right balance that you had when you were in your 20s and 30s. Now, if you're in your 30s right now and you're not feeling well, it may be that your hormones are changing more quickly than other people's might.
And that could be not just inflammation, but that could be genetic.
It could be genetic. Yeah. It can be environmental.
Right.
It could be related to some sort of a disease or another medical condition. So folks with autoimmune diseases, for example, will lose their hormones more quickly.
And take a step back, when we talk about inflammation, we're talking about the same kind of inflammation that, you know, one might have in a swelling knee or something else. But you're talking about an inflammation that could also be more systemic.
Right. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. So, you know, inflammation is kind of a broad catch-all term. We have ways in medicine to measure inflammation. There's a couple standard tests we use. One is called C-reactive protein. Another one's called erythrocyte sedimentation rate. And those are very simple tests that your doctor can order and get an idea of how inflamed you are. For example, C-reactive protein has found to be extremely sensitive in predicting future heart disease. For example, we know that heart disease is related to inflammation. Inflammation is what damages the interior of your blood vessels, which is what leads to the formation of atherosclerotic plaques, which is, of course, what leads to heart disease. And, of course, you know, atherosclerotic plaques in the brain lead to cerebrovascular disease and strokes. In the legs, they lead to peripheral arterial disease, et cetera. So it's all tied back to the damage in your vascular tree from inflammation.
That's fascinating stuff. And, you know, a lot of times people say, well, how can I prevent some of these plaques and how can I prevent some of this? And some of the basics are just include exercise. You got to get your heart rate up a little bit. You can clear some of this stuff out with proper exercise.
Absolutely. In fact, I read an article, or maybe it was a scientific paper, I can't remember, and it listed something like 30 benefits of exercise that you could get. Or you could just take a pill. Except you'd have to take 30 pills to get all the benefits.
Right.
In other words, exercise does so many good things for you that it replaces like 30 pharmaceuticals. Now, the pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know that because it's much easier to sell you a pill. The gym companies do want you to know that, of course.
Right. And not taking anything away from modern medicine and the benefits of it. But clearly, if you look at it, if nothing else from a cost perspective,
And a feeling good perspective. I mean, you know, really realistically, so it lowers your blood pressure. It decreases inflammation. It improves bone density. It improves cardiovascular health. It decreases depression. It increases dopamine in your brain. I mean, you can go on and on about all the wonderful things exercise does for you. And it's probably synergistic. I mean, you could probably take a pill to to replace each one of those things, but you still wouldn't get the same overall effect.
Benefits, right. I mean, right. there's so many more. It is the whole is greater than the sum of the parts.
Absolutely.
Kind of a thing.
And yeah. It's a lot more fun, too.
Yeah. Well, some would argue that it's not that much fun.
Well, that's true.
I would argue that, you know, the best part of your workout is at the end of the workout.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it does give you a wonderful feeling. So this is great stuff. We're just getting started, folks. We will be back in a minute to talk more with Dr. Rob Hamilton about this interesting active aging program and specifically about hormones. He came out to Wellgate and gave a great talk to people that are still buzzing about it, and we're going to ask him to share a little bit more about that topic. So stick around with us. We've got a lot more to go here. We'll be back in a few minutes right after these messages.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This is going to be good. Wow!
Rodeo, steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. Rodeo.
Reading Rodeo.
The fun and action-packed event held every night during the rodeo. Reading Rodeo 2016 tickets are on sale now at readingrodeo.com. Don't miss the excitement of the 2016 Reading Rodeo. Friday night, the third night of our $1 Million Tour PCRA-sanctioned rodeo. And Saturday night, the PCRA Challenge of Champions Rodeo, featuring the best cowboys in the PCRA. Go to readingrodeo.com. Click on tickets to buy your tickets now. You can get your e-tickets now delivered right to your smartphone or computer, then just scan them at the event. We'll see you and all your friends at the Reading Rodeo 2016 at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Reading Rodeo.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
You're listening to a replay of the Wellgate Wellness Show from April 30th.
All right, North State, we are back. And we're talking with Dr. Rob Hamilton, who is introducing a new program on active aging through a partnership with Prestige Urgent Care. And Wellgate is privileged to be a part of this new program. We'll talk a little bit about that later. But a lot of what Rob has communicated to us in this new program really starts off with hormone and hormone therapy and the importance of hormones. But for those of us that are uninitiated, Rob, so let's start. What is a hormone?
Great question. So hormones are critically important chemical messengers in your body. They are responsible for controlling all kinds of different things. Everybody's heard of insulin, for example. That insulin, it turns out, is a hormone. Most people have heard of testosterone and estrogen, and those are hormones. So the body has many ways of sending signals to various cells. I mean, if you imagine the brain is the master controller of the body, but it has to communicate to the rest of the body what functions need to be performed and when. Well, it has different ways of doing that. One is by sending signals down the nervous system, and another is by releasing specific chemicals called hormones into the bloodstream. They're extremely potent, and by that I mean a tiny amount of a hormone goes a long way. For example, when we're measuring the levels of your hormones in your blood or your urine or saliva, whichever modality we choose to use, we're frequently measuring it in billionths of a gram.
So we're talking billions of a gram.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
These are tiny, tiny
right.
amounts that are extremely powerful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Picograms, nanograms. I mean, just absolutely tiny.
That's amazing. So you had shared with us either the big six or the big eight hormones that you mentioned testosterone, you mentioned insulin, cortisol, melatonin. What are some of the others that you're working with or that really drive the engine?
So believe it or not, vitamin D is actually a hormone.
Vitamin D.
Most of us think vitamin D is a vitamin. Of course, then that goes into a whole other discussion of what is a vitamin. But vitamin D is, it turns out, a very important hormone in your body. It controls the transcription, at least this is the current estimates, of about 4 to 5% of your genes in your body. So 4 to 5% of the DNA in your body, excuse me, is controlled by whether or not you have an adequate level of vitamin D. There's another very important hormone called cortisol. Cortisol is what we call the stress hormone.
Mm-hmm.
It is designed to help you deal with stressful situations. It's designed for, you know, sort of when the saber-toothed tiger jumps out of the bushes, if you sort of subscribe to that theory. And unfortunately, modern life is such that most of us are running around feeling like there's a saber-toothed tiger behind us all the time, you know,
right.
Whether it's a traffic jam.
Yep, I can attest to that.
Whatever. And so that drives your cortisol higher than it should be. Well, hormones work in a very complex, interdependent web and almost like a symphony. You know, if one goes up, another goes down, or, you know, if one goes up, two go sideways and another goes down. And so when you start to have imbalances of those hormones, it can start to make you not feel well. Can start to cause you to have other issues, develop other medical problems, et cetera.
One of the fascinating stats that you shared with us when you came and talked at Wellgate was some of the interdependencies. You had mentioned specifically the importance of rest and recovery at night and melatonin in triggering that that process, but how that interacts with the production or release of other hormones for repair and recovery. Talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. So one of the most important hormones that your body makes is called human growth hormone. That's secreted by your brain, by a particular gland in your brain, in the middle of the night, usually right around 2 to 3 in the morning. And the job of human growth hormone is to go out and repair all the damage, or to stimulate the cells to repair all the damage that was done during the day. So if you can imagine, every morning we get up, we're as in as good a shape as we're ever going to be that morning for the rest of our life, you know,
right,
assuming we don't make some major intervention. During the course of any given day, we take little hits to our body. We do little bits of damage, and you can decide what you think those are, whether it's you know, not eating well, not exercising enough, et cetera. But by the end of that day, some of that nice, well-healed state from the morning is gone. You go to sleep, and in the middle of the night, growth hormone comes out and tells the cells, hey, fix yourselves before tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It prepares you for a new day. It's the part of sleep that is probably the most important. It usually occurs between 2 and 3 in the morning. Well, growth hormone doesn't get secreted until another cascade of hormones happen. The first part of that cascade of hormones is melatonin. Melatonin, most people have heard of, oh, well, if I can't sleep, I should just take some melatonin. Melatonin, it turns out, is the hormone that makes you sleepy. Your body is clever enough so that when the sun starts to go down and it gets dark, the pineal gland starts to secrete more melatonin. When melatonin gets to a certain place, it triggers a cascade of hormones in the brain, which eventually causes your pituitary gland to secrete human growth hormone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can imagine that if you never get the melatonin, or you don't have enough melatonin being secreted, then you never get that nice pulse of human growth hormone between 2 and 3 in the morning that allows us to repair ourselves for the next day. Well, then the question becomes, well, what would cause that melatonin to go wrong? If you are staring at bright lights or computer screens or TVs until 2 in the morning, you may never get a pulse of human growth hormone that night. Is that a big deal? Probably not. One or two nights? Probably not. But if you do that every night for weeks and weeks and months in a row and years, you may be running without growth hormone for a long time. And all the damage that you're accumulating never gets fixed. And you can imagine that just leads to aging more quickly.
Well, athletes know, and they're taught, that all muscle recovery happens at night. So a good night's sleep is really important to get muscle repair. And if you think about when you equate stress, stress comes in many forms,
yes,
as we know. But relating it to people that are exercising regularly, you are, in fact, stressing your muscles, bones, tissues, tendons, ligaments. And even if you're doing it properly, that's part of the process of exercise, is stressing these body parts so that when you do sleep at night, they are repaired and you recover a little bit stronger than the day before. So there is an important correlation between taking care of yourself and exercising and getting the benefits of that exercise through rest and recovery.
Absolutely. And the reason athletes know that they get their recovery at night with sleep is because that's when the growth hormone happens. So I think if you talk to a professional athlete, and I'm certainly not one, but I know of a few. I don't know many professional athletes. I suspect you know more than I do.
Well, I'm not one either, but I do know a few, yes.
But, you know, they're all about training and resting. You know, sometimes the folks I've read about, that's what they do. They know that they have to train hard, they have to break themselves down, but then they also have to rest, and they have to get that growth hormone out there to help them recover. And the challenge is they have the opportunity to do that. A lot of us don't. A lot of us will say, well, I'm just going to train for a marathon. I'm going to work my, you know, 14-hour day. I'm going to train for the marathon. I'm not going to sleep well, and that'll eventually break you down. So you have to kind of balance how you do things and take into account what your body needs in terms of time to recover, and you have to get adequate growth hormone secretion.
Well, there's certainly this myth about, well, geez, I don't need a lot of sleep at night. You know, I only need 3 or 4 hours, and I'm good to go. And that, as you're saying, there is a circadian rhythm here that you have to abide by in order to get that recovery. So there's this macho, I don't need sleep kind of mentality, which I believe is starting to be pushed aside because a lot of wellness experts are certainly preaching rest and recovery. But there's a second part to that, and that is if you are over-exercising, if you are pushing yourself to extreme limits, your body is going to rebel and revolt a little bit, and it becomes difficult to sleep. So you have to find this balance, and again, that's why your fitness professional, your doctors can certainly help you with a lot of that information to get you into a position to feel as though you're maximizing your day and how you're taking care of your body.
Yeah, the myth of I only need four hours of sleep just means you don't know. You get used to feeling like you feel after you get 4 hours of
right.
sleep. I mean, can you function? Yes. Can you get through a day? Yes. But most people will. Most of the studies on this have shown that there's sort of a 7 to 9 hour circadian rhythm sleep, and there are some people who do better with 7. There's some people who do better with 9, and the average really is 8.
Mm-hmm.
But there are. As far as I'm aware, there's nobody that's been shown to function optimally on 4 hours of sleep.
Right, right.
Can we do it? Yes. Can we do it long term? Yes. Is it setting you up for some problems down the road? I absolutely believe so.
Well, and you've said this before. This is not about missing a day or two here or there. This
right.
is about, you know, a consistent pattern of I don't need sleep and I'm go, go,
right.
go.
Right.
That's just not the reality. We have to provide enough time to recover and repair through rest,
yeah.
Or else, you know, all this hard work is, and it becomes this vicious cycle. Your body, if you're not taking in proper food, proper nutrition, your body will, it will be more difficult for you to have the fuel to repair, have some of these hormones actually kick in and work in the way that they're supposed to. So everything here is interconnected.
Absolutely. I mean, the challenge is that you can do one thing really, really well, but if you ignore everything else, you're not going to have the best result. It's probably better not to focus on doing one thing perfectly and everything else not well. It's probably better to focus on doing a little bit of everything right, and that's where you start to see some synergism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way hormones is. You want to balance, you know. I mean, you'll hear some, quote, horror stories out there about, oh, I know somebody who got their testosterone replaced and they turned into a raging maniac, or they, grew a beard or something like that. You know, women in particular worry about that. And the goal is not to overshoot. The goal is to get things to the right place.
Right. So you're not talking about, you know, women turning into Eastern European weightlifters.
No.
You're talking about a balance.
I'm talking about a balance, exactly.
And the science is such now that you can identify ranges for...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some really sophisticated testing out there now that tells us what hormones your body's making, excuse me, exactly how they're being broken down. That tells us which enzyme systems are working well, which aren't. From that, we know there are some supplements or medications or lifestyle changes that can tilt the balance into one enzyme system or another that can, for example, decrease the risk of breast cancer, or for in the case of women, maybe decrease some of the bad side effects of hormone replacement. And by the way, most of the so-called bad side effects are considered minor compared to the benefits, you know, but we can actually minimize the side effects. For example, and we can do that because we have some very sophisticated testing that allows us to really look at every aspect of how the hormones are being broken down and metabolized and processed by the body.
So I want to continue on this topic, and we're coming up on break here in a minute. But one of the things that I think, you know, as we get older, there have been some incredible breakthroughs in this part of the science. You know, one that maybe a lot of people will relate to is testosterone. And, you know, men are given testosterone cream, and there are other ways to take that, which Rob will probably share with us. But the benefits are palpable. They are definitive. They certainly make people can see and feel the results on these. And these are the early forays into hormone treatment, right?
Well, early, but not so early. I mean, we've been replacing hormones in men and women, actually, since the 1930s. This is not new.
Wow.
There's a tremendous body of data and evidence on this, and there's a tremendous body of evidence and data on the benefits of hormone replacement. And we've also, as these things have been studied over the years, we're seeing that people's hormone levels are dropping faster and faster as time goes by. And we can all argue what the cause of that is. But there are some very nice, simple ways to replace them at this point that can be that are well-proven, safe, and effective and give great results with minimal or no side effects. And we can go into more detail on those at some point if you'd like.
Yeah, I'd like to, when we come back from the break, we can do that. Again, this is fascinating stuff, folks, because what we're talking about here is a way to really continue to build on an overall healthy lifestyle. I mean, exercise and nutrition will do tremendous things, but at some point it will only do so much as we begin to age. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more when we get back from break. So, we are talking to Dr. Rob Hamilton from Prestige Urgent Care, and he's going to share with us a little bit more about this active aging program when we get back. You're listening to Wellgate Wellness. I'm your host, Rich Novelli, and we'll be back after a few short messages.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
It's going to be good. Wow!
Rodeo. Steer wrestling. Team roping. Saddle bronc riding. Barrel racing. And, of course, bull riding. Rodeo.
Reading Rodeo.
The fun and action-packed event held every night during the rodeo. Reading Rodeo 2016 tickets are on sale now at readingrodeo.com. Don't miss the excitement of the 2016 Reading Rodeo. Friday night, the third night of our Million Dollar Tour PCRA-sanctioned rodeo. And Saturday night, the PCRA Challenge of Champions Rodeo, featuring the best cowboys in the PCRA. Go to readingrodeo.com. Click on tickets to buy your tickets now. You can get your e-tickets now delivered right to your smartphone or computer, then just scan them at the event. We'll see you and all your friends at the Reading Rodeo 2016 at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Reading Rodeo.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043. the goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to 2 Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
You're listening to a replay of the Wellgate Wellness Show from April 30th.
All right, welcome back to Wellgate Wellness. I'm Rich Novelli, your host, and again, we're speaking with Dr. Rob Hamilton from Prestige Urgent Care. This is fascinating stuff to me. I mean, being in the industry for over 30 years, this now adds a new layer of our ability to create or help create a really healthy lifestyle for people. And we're talking about quality of life as we get older. Those things are so important. So, Rob, we were touching on this active aging program, and as we're getting ready to launch this, there's several moving parts to this.
Yes, indeed.
And maybe you can start off by telling us how this is going to work.
So folks can access the program in a couple different ways, but probably I'll start with the first one, which is to just come on over to Prestige and pick up a basically a lab testing kit and a questionnaire. And fill out the questionnaire, fill out the lab testing kit, and get set up for a consultation with me. We'll go over all of your – and let me back up a little bit. The lab test will most likely be a saliva test because, you know, you might say, well, why don't you just draw my blood? Isn't that easier or quicker or whatever? And, well, I don't like needles, but some people do. Turns out –
Rob, you're a doctor.
Yeah. I like sticking needles into other people.
Okay.
Actually, though, I'll back up again. The lab tests are – there's a two-part lab test. One is actually a blood test. The other is a saliva test. The reason we're doing saliva testing is because that gives you the active levels of hormone that are free and bioavailable and accessible in your body, and it's been shown that that's really the gold standard of hormone testing. There's a newer method of dried urine testing, but that tends to be a little bit more expensive, so I reserve that for folks that are – have a specific issue or there's something that we need to really delve a little deeper in. But as a good place to start, a saliva testing kit is a place to go. Takes a couple weeks to get all those results back. We set up a time to meet, and we go over your hormones. We go over your various lifestyle factors, make some recommendations in terms of what things you can do to improve your health. And we're going to pick some parameters to monitor that are going to be important. And an example is a hemoglobin A1C. You know, if you're in that range of 5.4 to 5.8, you know, you may have been told, well, you're pre-diabetic, you got to eat a little better, or you've got to change your lifestyle a little bit, but you may not know specifically how or what. We're going to get really deep into those specifics. And then the next thing we're going to do once we pick some of the right supplements and, you know, and potentially hormone replacement if it's indicated. We're not throwing hormones at everybody. We're trying to do the right thing for people. Is we're going to ask you to go over to Wellgate and do a very detailed wellness assessment, because that is part of the big picture also.
Right. And the wellness assessment that we're going to provide will provide statistics and metrics that will be available to Dr. Rob and his group, so that really an integrated and comprehensive plan can be put together for you. And by the way, this is not – we're not talking about thousands of dollars here, right?
No.
I mean,
no.
This is very reasonable. It's something that everybody can afford. At Wellgate, we'll provide you with a VO2 max test, which is essentially how your body takes in oxygen, uses oxygen during exercise. An RMR test, which is a resting metabolic rate test. This is something that tests your body's intake and use of oxygen and caloric burn, metabolic rate, metabolic burn during rest. We'll do a functional movement screen, which are six basic tests that don't require you to wear athletic gear. It's essentially testing how your body is functioning, range of motion, those kind of things. And a lot of times we can identify areas that may not necessarily be connected to the area you're having problem with, but may be systemic to an overall body function. And that's important. And then finally, we'll do a body composition test, which will include body fat, weight, and body measurement. All of those will provide metrics, statistics that we can monitor as we put together a plan for you and progress that we can check on regularly and also, again, put together an integrated plan with Prestige that will really get you the fastest but also best results for your particular lifestyle needs.
And let me give you a further example of that. The VO2 max test is a very sophisticated test that measures the amount of oxygen that you consume during an aerobic exercise activity and also the amount of carbon dioxide that you exhale. So it tells us a lot about your metabolism while you're exercising. Mm-hmm. And you may say, so what? What good is that? Well, what good that is that tells us exactly where you are. You know, you may have heard that your maximum heart rate is 220 minus your age. That's kind of the old
formula that we've all heard
yeah. That, you know, this is how you get aerobic exercise. Go out and do up to 220 minus age. Well, you know, that is very different if you're 50 years old and you've been running marathons,
mm-hmm.
or if you're 50 years old and you're 30 pounds overweight and a type 2 diabetic.
Right.
And the VO2 max test actually tells us where your maximum heart rate is. It doesn't use a formula. It actually gives us an exact idea. Now, from there, it'll help Rich and his trainers design a very specific program that will probably, depending on where you are, involve some high-intensity interval training and some strength training and such to get you the maximal results. And one of the challenges is you can spend all day walking on a treadmill or running on a treadmill, but if you don't hit the right ranges, you may not get the results you want. The best way to get the results you want is to have a program that's designed personally for you based on where you are at that moment. And VO2 Max tells me as a physician what your risk quintiles for cardiovascular disease are. For example, if your VO2 Max is in a really bad place, you know, this has been extensively studied, you may have a very high risk of cardiovascular disease or cardiovascular death within the next 10 years. And we can demonstrate that if you lose the weight, improve the VO2 max, that your risk quintile changes and you're literally almost adding years to your life, at least statistically.
The reason that Wellgate is so excited about this program is it really does fit into our overall culture of providing a comprehensive approach to lifestyle changes. Everybody's different. And because we serve the more mature populations, because we serve the more professional populations as well as athletes, it's important that everybody understand that, yes, everybody is different. But our goal is to get you to the best results in the fastest and most efficient way possible, but also so that it's geared to your particular lifestyle. As Rob mentioned, you know, you can walk on a treadmill and see some results, but at some point you're going to plateau. But the results that you may not be getting may not be helping you in your specific area of need. When we talk about providing a functional movement screen, for example, you may not be able to walk on a treadmill very well because you have some body dysfunction that needs to be corrected before you can get the maximal benefit of any kind of cardiovascular exercise. If you're continuing to hurt yourself because you have some type of skeletal or musculoskeletal problems, we can address those in an exercise program that's combined with all of this. So again, it's exciting for us because it provides us as the technicians, if you will, with as much information, more information than most people ever see. And it correlates that with Dr. Hamilton and his program to really provide people with a way to improve their lifestyle in a dramatic way, and not, you know, over years, but relatively quickly.
Yeah, I want to go back. I don't mean to disparage walking on treadmill.
No.
Because it's still 100 times better to walk on a treadmill all day long than it is to sit on a couch all day long. I mean, there's no question that you should continue to do that. And if you're in a place where you're limited and walking is the best thing you can do, absolutely start by walking.
Right.
The goal is to get you started walking. And, you know, go from there. And
but the key point here that I was trying to make, and I think you and I are saying the same thing, is progression.
Absolutely.
And we want people to progress. There is absolutely no reason that anybody, regardless of their age, can't progress in the quality of their life through exercise, nutrition, and now this wonderful active aging program that's going to be available pretty much exclusively to the North State here through Prestige. There isn't another, I mean, at least that we've researched, another VO2 Max program like this, you know, south of Reading all the way down to, what, Davis or Sacramento?
No, there isn't. I mean, there are isolated places where you can get VO2 max tests, and there are, of course, other places that are offering hormone replacement, et cetera. However, to try to take those two things and combine them and use the information to sort of synergistically help improve people's lives, I think is something new to Reading. And honestly, there's a program that is it's a very large age management medicine group that does something a little bit similar to this. It's in multiple cities across the country where you can go in and you can get a VO2 max test and get a functional movement screen and some other work done. And they have some additional things, but the costs of that run into the tens of thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to replicate many of the services they offer for a fraction of that price and make it accessible to the folks in our area.
And that's really Prestige's mantra anyway, in terms of
affordable medical care.
Fascinating stuff. This is great. So again, the idea here is to put together a comprehensive program for people. And Rob, so we get this information back. They come down to Wellgate. They get a wellness assessment. And again, you don't have to be a member of Prestige or of Wellgate in order to get this new program. Certainly, we will talk about where you can call and or visit and get that information in a minute. But we just want to impress upon people that if you are truly interested in getting introduced to this, you know, really state-of-the-art kind of assessment program and really particular individualized program for yourself. This is something that's going to be introduced here in the next couple weeks, and we're very excited about it. So once the wellness assessment is done and that information is uploaded back to you, what happens after that?
Well, what I'll do is I'll try to get together again with with folks and then discuss it with them, discuss what the medical implications are, make sure that they understand the importance of following the exercise program or at least doing the best they can. And again, consistency matters more than intensity. And then we'll monitor that. The most important thing here is now we have some objective data. And with objective data, that's a double-edged sword. It's either good or bad, right? I mean, if you look at your numbers and you go, wow, I'm doing great. Or more likely, people are going to look at their numbers and go, ooh, I need to improve. The best thing is when we redo that stuff in 3 to 6 months, you're going to see an improvement.
Right.
And there is almost nothing more motivating than seeing an improvement in those numbers. You will notice improvements in yourself long before that. But as you start to pull yourself into a lower and lower risk zone for cardiovascular disease, as you start to see your hemoglobin A1C decrease, as you start to see your human growth hormone secretion increase, and by the way, exercise helps increase it. As you start to see your vitamin D level go up with some of the things we talk about, as you start to feel better, as you start to have more energy, and then we do another VO2 max test and find out, wow, you know, you're improving, that's going to make a huge difference. That is going to motivate you. That is going to allow you to point to something not only in how you look and feel, but something objective that proves that all the effort and the lifestyle changes you're putting in are worth it. And that's what makes them stick.
Right. And again, just to be clear, this assessment protocol, for the most part, with the possible exception of the VO2 max test, is all stuff that you don't have to get, you know, dressed up in your exercise clothes for. I mean, it could be something that you could do at lunchtime. The wellness assessment maybe takes all of about an hour. We're working together with Prestige to make sure that this fits into everybody's time frame and lifestyle. It's not dramatically expensive. I will say that this is not an insurance-based program, though, right?
Correct. And one other thing I want to point out, in case it's not clear, is you don't have to see me or you don't have to do anything medical to access the wellness assessment and the VO2 max. If you're a you know, say a professional or an amateur athlete or somebody that feels like that sort of a test would be beneficial to your training. And by the way, it's absolutely beneficial to your training if you're a serious athlete, because it tells you where you are. It can allow you to test different training protocols. Go see Rich at Wellgate. Get the VO2 max test done. Get whatever parts of the wellness assessment you need, because you can access that without ever having anything to do with me.
And this is an exciting new program. I'm sure there are a lot of our listeners out there that want to get more information, Rob. So could you give us the contact information at Prestige and how to kick this stuff off if they want to get more information?
So the phone number at Prestige is 530-244-4577. And that's probably the best way. I'll give you actually my email. I may regret this, but we'll see. rhamilton@prestigeuc.com.
Okay. Well, this time has flown by, as always. Dr. Rob Hamilton, thank you so much for coming to visit us. I know you're under the weather. You've been listening to Wellgate Wellness. And thanks for taking time out on your Saturday. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Republican Senator John Cornyn says that the Obama administration should let the states worry about the school transgender bathroom issue.
Frankly, I think his involvement in this is unwelcome. This ought to be a choice made by local officials at the local level, accountable to their own voters.
Cornyn and other Texas elected officials speaking out after the administration yesterday issued a mandate demanding that all public schools allow transgendered students to use a restroom of their choice. The Senate Armed Services Committee has passed its version of a defense bill, one that sets up a showdown with a House version of the same bill.
The Senate allows for the Air Force to purchase 9 Russian-made rocket engines. The House bill allows for 18. The engines are used for the launch of national security satellites. And the Senate bill also keeps in place restrictions on the Guantanamo Bay detention facility, including prohibiting detainee transfers to the U.S.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting. President Obama says...